Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, After Buzzers, we have Nate potentially going crazy, Bonnie maybe going crazy, and basically everybody just going crazy. As per usual, we are talking How to Get Away with Murder, Season 5, Episode 11 right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. We all got the drum this week. I'm so impressed.
The song is growing on me.
Yes. I love it.
The remix,
I guess,
makes it even better, too.
True, I guess. Hey, AfterBuzzers, thank y'all so much for joining us for another amazing episode of How to Get Away with Murder. Full panel here tonight, which we always love, of course. I'm your host, April Wisenhant. Beside me, I have my girl, Elena.
Hey, guys. Elena here, but you can call me Lay, just for the time being.
Hey, I like Lay. That. I like that.
Love it.
I like that.
We have Jamie Gray.
Hey, guys. It's Jamie.
And, of course, the, what am I going to say? CJ Walker. The amazing CJ Walker.
The amazing CJ Walker. What's up, guys? I'm back to talk about this crazy episode. I loved it.
You know, I had an adjective in my head, and then it, like, went out of my head. But that's just because of the episode did that to me.
I cannot say your name without thinking Madam before it, so.
Same.
Like,
you're really?
Here.
Am I missing something?
Madam like CJ Walker.
She started the relaxer.
Oh, no. CJ Walker.
She's probably my cousin.
Girl,
way down the line, but no, it makes sense. I get it.
Y'all are too funny. Okay, so tonight, a different kind of episode. What'd y'all think?
Tonight's episode was.
You didn't seem to like it. I thought it was great. I liked it. I thought it was very eventful and like a lot of things happened.
It was eventful?
Yeah. You don't think so?
I think so. I really like this episode because I thought it was crazy. Like, first of all, Nate made me so mad. I know me and April will talk about this. I know you like Nate, and I do like Nate, but this episode I was like, Nate, fall back. And I liked Frank this episode.
I loved Frank.
I like how Frank was like, Nate, fall back. I know we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But again, I felt so bad for Bonnie. I went through a lot of emotions, and I feel like if I get that invested, it's a good episode. So yeah.
I don't feel like it was eventful. I feel like, and maybe it could just be because of what Nate's character gave us tonight, but for me, the show tonight, my mouth didn't drop until the end.
Okay.
And that's just...
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because but that's how it goes with the show. The end is always so crazy, obviously, but... You know, a lot of stuff did happen, I feel like.
I think the reason I feel is because it was so crazy. Because it was so chaotic. Because Nate was going AWOL, I just feel like, eh.
Yeah. Maybe. That's true.
Everyone was just hating on Nate this episode.
I mean, I love Nate this episode, so.
I didn't like Laurel this episode.
Oh, she's worried about her baby, though. You know what I'm saying? She was a little dramatic,
First of all, last week, one of y'all was mad at Laurel for not fighting for her child after she saw the blood on the blanket.
That wasn't me.
I don't think it was me.
I don't think it was me either. I said something about it.
I think it was you.
What you talking about?
I was the one
who defended her, and I said no. Remember, she called Bonnie. Don't worry. Our friends in the chat room is going to let us know who it was.
Yeah, remind us that, guys. We will get to crazy little Laurel tonight. I want to talk about Nate first. Make sure y'all stay tuned for the whole episode because we have some great news and gossip for y'all. Also, tell us in the chat who y'all think Keating's best was.
I love when you say y'all.
I ha- have mine in mind already.
Me too.
And last week I didn't, so.
I've been thinking about my Keating's best since we were watching that.
I know mine for sure.
I still had to think of mine. I don't have mine.
That's okay. Well, it always changes as we talk. I want to start off, of course, talking about Nate, because I feel like that's pretty much what the whole episode was about. We start off with him being questioned, and he is just fully no holds barred telling everyone it's the governor. It's like he has no... what do y'all think about it, basically? I feel like it's a little crazy. Well, what do y'all think?
He looked a little kooky. He looked like he was missing a screw. Like, just all the lights were not on upstairs. I don't know what was going on with Nate, but, like, he just looked out of it. And just to even hear him say that, I'm like, you're literally trying to convince yourself and other people that Miller did this to the point where you literally sound crazy.
Yeah.
And I hated seeing him like that because we already know he's always this cool, calm, collected person, but he just... seemed to lose all logic, all sense of reality, and he's just not that person, so he's letting me down.
Yeah.
But did he? Did he lose all sense of logic? I was also concerned about Nate in the beginning, but thankfully, he tied it all together, and it came through, like, him getting swabbed and things, like, when it started.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's really take off in the episode, I was like, oh, okay. While he was running around talking to the drawer and things like that, I was concerned. I was like, okay, Nate, I feel like you were literally falling off the wagon.
Yeah.
But the way that it came around made me say, okay, so maybe we should have had your back.
I feel like Annalise was right when she told him that he was trying to make it something so he wouldn't feel guilty.
And I agree.
I really agree with that. And then he just did look, like, really crazy this whole episode. I think he just got lucky. Or, I don't know. I feel like there's more to the story that happened at the end about, the whole swap thing.
Well, there has to be. I mean, first of all, I think this is why I feel so much for Nate in this episode, because it's clear that he looks a little kooky. And maybe we're just thinking that because we know of the history with his dad. So it's like that's already plugged into our brains that he has mental health issues that run in the family. So I feel like just probably as showrunners and as writers, they're playing that up a little more. But you have to think, if one of our parents were murdered in what we think is cold blood, are we not going to do every single thing we possibly could?
Right.
Are people maybe going to think we're crazy? Probably. But the thing that got me is when Bonnie played the phone call for him with Annalise, and he still was like, that doesn't mean anything. I'm like, that clearly means
that
something.
That did it for me, too. I was like, Nate, what the heck?
That's the whole reason why you did it.
Exactly.
It's because of you saw a picture of him at a payphone. Now you're hearing what he said, and you're like, nope.
Yeah, that's I didn't like that either.
That's not good.
But honestly, that could have been something else. Like, he could have just been covering himself to Nate's defense.
Two things.
Yeah.
I love that Bonnie played them the tape and she didn't just, like, keep it to herself.
Yeah.
So that was very refreshing because it seems like they all are just being more inclusive, which I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. I love that. I feel like Nate was being a little crazy when she played the tape and denying that it was Miller, but I also understand where he was coming from because we have been played so many times on this show that I understand him hearing that tape and saying that it means nothing. Had he gone about it a different way, then I feel like we would more be on his side and believing it. It's just the fact that he is being a tyrant and he's basically being irrational that we feel like, okay, you're being crazy. But if he heard the tape and was like, okay, I hear where you're coming from, that's a possibility, but I still think this, I think we would more likely be on his side.
Yeah. People seem you know, the craziest, I guess, whenever they're presented with information and no matter what it is, they're too stubborn to hear it or too stubborn to believe it. And I just think with them presenting that to him, it's clear that, like, okay, there might be another option here. But it's just like Annalise said, like, he doesn't want to believe that he killed the wrong person. He maybe is reaching more for that because of, you know, he killed him. Well, technically Bonnie killed him, but whatever. But I think that him just kind of saying, no, absolutely not, it just makes it seem crazy. And the way that he keeps almost repeating, it was the governor, it was the governor, it was the governor, I'm like,
That's what makes it sad.
Yeah. But he's just, really this entire season mostly, he's just been going a little bit too far, digging into things that aren't, you know, his business.
So. Yeah. Well, just like you mentioned when he confronted the juror, I was like, that's a ballsy move.
Yeah.
Right there. But when... See, I keep going back and forth. Like, last week I was like, oh, Miller definitely didn't have anything to do with it. And then this week when we hear that the jury was presented only once they were in deliberations with evidence. Miller never brought this up before, that Nate's dad's DNA was on the gun. That's what sealed the deal for them. This whole time we've been thinking, of course, it was just the guards, but it wasn't. So how could that possibly have gotten in there if it wasn't Miller, or who else could it be?
Well,
Gabriel.
I don't mean that in like a prediction way. I mean right. like literally.
In the episode, they kind of broke down to us why, if Miller did present the jury with the gun and the DNA, why he would present it to them while they were deliberating, right. rather.
Yeah.
So they brought that. It was brought to our attention that it's possible if they don't want it to be tampered with, or if they feel like the information is too sensitive. But in this case, because Annalise and Miller were supposed to be working together mm-hmm. for that trial, I think that's what makes it more suspicious, because you should have told us at least that you were going to present this evidence to the jurors. That way we knew exactly why we lost or what the case may have been.
Yeah.
So we don't know if Miller was being paid off, or, you know, if he has a bigger boss. We really just don't know at this point.
Well, the governor could be his bigger boss. It could be any and everyone. But I think the thing that makes it, at least that part of it, the most suspicious to me is because it's not like there's a defense attorney that could have presented them with this. There's not. It's an inquest. That's not how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, who could have actually done it? That, or what would the reason be? Maybe the guard could have done it at some point, but he does present a good argument in the sense of, like, this is why he would want to do it, because if he actually did, you know, mess with Nate's dad or help someone or whatever, that is a good way to cover it up, to make everyone think that you're on his side, and then to just be like, oh no, I'm actually not.
Can I say, I love how the writers got us in the beginning with Nate meeting with the FBI and us not really realizing what could have happened within the 24 hours for him to be being questioned in that sense. And then when I found out why he really was meeting with the FBI, they were bringing him in, not to arrest him, but to get questions, to get his DNA and etc. I was like, okay, y'all really tried to play me and make me feel like Nate was going to jail, like his dad.
Yeah.
Not again, because he already been there once before.
Did you think that when the show first started, you thought he was getting arrested?
I didn't think he was getting arrested, but I thought that because he's been being so erratic, that he was in trouble.
Yeah.
But to me, when it played out, it seemed like I was like, what? That didn't really have a buildup, because I expected it to go down like that. So I was like, why did they give us 24 hours early? Like, it was something like big that was going
to
happen.
Well, wasn't he starting to be interviewed at the end of last week's episode? Because we see, that's when he tells them that he thinks it's the governor. And we're all like, what the heck? You really just said that?
I think that was in the teaser. They gave us. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I just didn't think it was like that big of a deal to have to show 24 hours before.
Yeah.
But he did have an episode when he was trying to get the evidence by himself before the FBI came and picked him up, when he was at the police station.
Yeah.
And the officer was being a douche, trying to stall.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't have a name. Sorry.
Officer
Douche. That's what we're going to call him. Because he literally was trying to stall, but he almost enticed Nate in a sense.
Yeah.
And Nate being in the state that he's in right now, you can't push any buttons.
But I think it's because he's helped Nate with stuff in the past. like when Nate's like, you knew I haven't been employed by the DA for however long. And he's like, that didn't stop you before. Or he didn't say that exactly, but that's in the sense of what he said. So I almost get the idea that this guy's been helping Nate with, you know, other stuff or whatever, because Nate's a trustworthy guy. They know that he's only asking them for stuff because of a legitimate reason, not because he's trying to, like, cover something up. But it's crazy, like, this happened later in the episode, but when the investigator's, like, but I feel like she looked at him like, look, honey, you beat these guys up.
Right.
You confronted a juror. You tried to get this gun. You got this DNA test. So it's like, everyone's ratting Nate out. I can see what the juror would and the police officer, but I'm like, even your, like, special friend, she's, like, she went and told the cops that you're getting the DNA test from her, like...
I don't trust it. I don't. I was actually asking some people in the chat what they thought about Nate, because I think they're on our side. Sorry, April. Some people are saying, you know, okay, let's just see here. So, so Robbie M says, I can't blame him for trying to find the proof that Miller was behind it. He will do anything to convince himself that it's Miller. Okay. Ebony Morissette says, I was irritated with him not seeing Bonnie's side or guilt until later. Air Jam says, Nate needs to be tied up Rebecca style until further notice.
Oh. Way to bring it back, aggressive. Air Jam.
Nate. I don't know.
All right, y'all are killing me. I can't. Too much.
That is so much. But before we move on to our next topic, we just really wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we could really use your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, just hit the thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in this conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate your supporting us in doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yay!
Love you guys.
Thank you so much.
XOXO.
I'm reading all of your love in chat, and y'all are all hating Nate tonight. I hate it so much. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, can you blame
your comments,
us,
obviously.
Frank is the GOAT.
Oh, yeah. I feel a little different.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
About Nate tonight, I feel like he is being pegged with the crazy, but he's the only one that's actually on to something.
You feel differently though?
But I don't feel that way. Oh. I do feel like he was like obviously going a little crazy, but I'm like, it's deserved if he thinks that this is what happened. But he does need to hear what other people say. But when he and Annalise are in his apartment, I think talking, and he says, "This is what happened. This DNA test is fake. You're either with me or you're not. Or get up and leave if you're not. And that's the point where I was like, oh, you have to, like, hear her. Because even I was like, no, that's kind of crazy. But then, he's right. The DNA test was fake. And it's not. It wasn't his dad. But
it really did pull my heartstrings, that part. Yeah. Because he said, have my back. And how many times have we seen Annalise act just as crazy as Nate is right now?
True. Like,
but Annalise knows what she's doing and what she's talking about. This is Nate's first time being in that situation, so she's like, you might not be thinking straight. Let me help you.
I can see that, because even when Frank was on the phone with Nate, he was like, like, you can't pull a Frank on Frank. Frank is the master of, you know, getting the scoop, hurting people, killing people, and throwing under the rug. Like, Nate, you're a rookie in this. That's what it's like. Calm down.
So do you guys not feel like he deserves the benefit of the doubt? Like, granted, he's being crazy. He benefit also just lost his dad. Benefit of the doubt.
Like, the DNA test at that point anyway.
Of him really feeling like it is the governor. Of him really feeling like Miller is the bad guy. So we have the tape of Miller. We still don't have the facts. We have the video recording of Miller actually thanking the warden for the incest and etc. But we don't know that that's for sure.
Inquest.
Incest. So y'all wasn't going to correct me sooner?
I was trying to keep it in, and I was like, okay, I can't.
I caught it late.
Get y'all some real friends. Because these people here.
Anyway, I think he definitely deserves the benefit of the doubt.
No one else does, though.
Which I think is actually what Annalise was giving him, obviously, at the end.
She was trying.
He has he needs the benefit of the doubt of going crazy, but he needs to, like, take a step back and realize they've done this in the past tons of times, and he might need to listen to them.
He gave us that moment, though. Toward the end of the episode, when he's consoling Bonnie, he gave us solid Nate.
Yeah.
He gave us a sound mind Nate. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking while watching that scene, there's no way that he can be as crazy as he is and still be able to pull blame from her and make sure that she isn't going to do anything crazy.
But like a lot of, I don't know, because like we use the word crazy so loosely too, because I know I've been saying it. But a lot of people who seem like they are not all the way there, mentally they're really smart. Mentally stable. They're usually really smart and they're conniving. Like, you know, I love a lot of the documentaries and, you know.
So not like crazy, that. Erratic. Okay. I'll say erratic because we talk about his behavior.
But I do think that by the end of the episode, whenever Annalise says to the Keating Five, this is what happened. It was the governor. This is, you know, Nate has this. I think that is her giving him, I think that is her supporting him, and that is her going with him. Because she knows that that's an uphill battle right there. But the more I think about it, it's like, he's right. Even though he doesn't know that, obviously. But it's going to kill, like, multiple birds with one stone. It's going to get the governor, you know, off Annalise's back with all the crap she's been doing to her. It kind of gives us someone for Miller's murder. It gives us someone for the stuff that's been happening to Nate. And then it's like, you know, she gets justice. But I think I don't think Annalise maybe truly believes that it was the governor. I think that's her supporting him and being like, okay, this is what we're going with.
And I just hate how she does that. It's like that controlling power, and I feel like they can't say anything to Annalise because she's Annalise Keating. Like, I hate that. Like, it's their allegiance to her. The cave.
I mean, they don't have any better idea.
I was going to say.
Exactly. But it's just, I hate that it's just kind of like the governor. Like, if somebody gives you this far-fetched idea, and then you're not even allowed to really say no, like, I just hate that they have to go through that.
Well, they shouldn't have murdered people if they didn't want to have...
I know, but it's like, it's
honestly,
messy.
Honestly, though...
Yeah, it's messy. It's very messy.
Even in the past, when they have... They've stood up to her before and said, no, we don't want to go with this idea. And she's like, okay, well, you can walk out and get out. Like, you out there on your own. Mm-hmm. I think their problem is, the reason why they answer her and they have this allegiance to her is because... If you kind of don't have AK on your side...
Who do you have?
Who do you have? Yeah. What's going to happen when you get mixed up? If the FBI do bring you in...
Yeah, she's everybody's lawyer.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cha.
Good point.
I mean, thank God everyone has her supporting them, including our boy, Crawford. Do we like him? Do we not? I like Crawford,
He's a creep.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, you feel like he's a creep?
No, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just like, I just don't see it for him and Annalise as far as like the flirtation vibes. You didn't catch any flirting between them?
I mean, well, he basically did.
You're flirting tonight.
That last scene between them.
Yeah, but he's not a creep.
Okay,
sorry.
Well, can we talk about the fact that Annalise caught him kissing in the car with Nora, and then...
They weren't kissing, though.
Yes, they were.
They were making out.
Did you miss
Maybe that? I just wasn't watching it. I thought
that... Yes, they were definitely...
Ignore me, guys.
They were making out, and then he had the nerve to try to make his move and ask her on a date. Sir!
He's like, my ex-girlfriend...
I need to open your door. Sir!
Thank you.
Sir!
I mean, okay, but this,
Tegan also tried hitting on Annalise, though.
Yeah, but not tonight.
Yes, she did. Tonight, she did.
No, she did not.
She does it in a cuter way, though.
Yeah, hers was less conspicuous.
When she was like, was she fine or was she fine?
Yeah, she's like letting it be known that like fine? I think women are fine.
Yeah, did you not?
That was not tonight.
Yeah.
They were talking about Nora.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
exactly.
She was asking,
you were joking,
if she was fine.
Though.
Oh,
it wasn't like serious.
Yeah, Crawford's was different. Crawford's was pretty like out there.
Crawford was like, I am closing the Nora door so that I can open the Annalise door. So what's up?
Exactly.
Okay. So what's wrong with that? How's that creepy? He's just.
I don't think
every shot you don't take, you miss every shot you don't take.
It's not creepy. It's just the fact that he ain't nothing. Can you say that for me? He ain't ish. Because so, you go from making out with Nora.
Okay.
To accent Annalise on a date.
You know, rekindling old flames, someone's there, you know.
She knocked on the door.
She's trying to be, and she seemed a little jealous.
She was, and you didn't even apologize, so you can't
Why would he apologize? Him, he and Annalise have nothing. He has nothing to apologize for. He made out with his ex. What
you're making very clear right now is the guy gal mentality. That's what you're doing.
How? Oh my gosh, we don't have enough time to talk about that tonight.
Ooh, child.
I'm just kidding. Okay, what do y'all think about this whole case thing? I was admittedly confused when we were watching it because I thought the whole case against Crawford was because of his
sexual misconduct.
Yeah. But then we have Nora, who is cute.
She's
hey
cute.
Nora.
She's fine.
And her, she's fine.
Fine.
And her lawyer Jensen, who's also a C&G lawyer. And basically, the basis is that he's going to take the fault for her giving this genetic information to a company. He's going to say that he recommended it to her and she did it because she loved him or they had a relationship. It doesn't make sense because I'm like, that has nothing to do with the misconduct. But is that because that's how he's going to get off for the misconduct? It just seems a little like thrown in make other points, but maybe they could have done that in a better way.
I think they tried to sell it as the reason that Nora's company was in the mess that it was in was because of sexual misconduct between Crawford and her, which is why when they readdressed it at the beginning, Nora made sure to say consensual sex.
Yeah.
So they kind of hashed that out, but it them saying sexual misconduct on Crawford's part would just help the case. Like, you sexually assaulted, or I don't think he assaulted.
Well, you can't be involved because he was a client.
Right. So.
But it doesn't make sense to why he's like, this isn't the first time someone's done this. So why, just because he was involved with a client, why is this whole, like, I mean, selling genetic information to companies sounds pretty dang bad. So
yeah.
It's like, why is he even slightly willing to take the fall for that?
Because he loves her.
But that's going to get him that back into C&G's good graces? It just doesn't make sense to me. I understand he loves her, whatever, but it's like, you're going to... Well, dang, I need somebody like that.
Right.
Crawford is ride or die. Okay, maybe I like Crawford and Annalise.
What I do love is Crawford and Annalise's idea to pin it on Jensen.
They make a great team. I definitely noticed that.
Yeah, and yet you were calling him a creep.
I took it back.
What makes him a creep?
First of all, let's do a timeline. I called him a creep. I took it back. He is still slightly creepy. But
how? How so?
Just like just explain. His flirtation with Annalise, but as far as like their business and them working together, they make a good team.
Yeah, he's a great lawyer.
Yes.
You can tell.
Yes,
I like the fact. Boss. I like the fact that he looked at her and was like, "Okay, well, if you're not going to go with this, then I really did love you." Because the Jensen guy is thinking that this is such a crazy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Crazy idea, but really you got to think of what kind of person you have to be like, oh, well, this can all go away if you just admit that you're the one that did this. Like, it seems like he's the wrong person in it, even though he technically wasn't. And I'm surprised, but I'm happy that Nora went along with it and was like, oh, actually, you did recommend it to me. Nora's kind of savage.
She seemed like a stand-up kind of gal.
Yeah. Nah.
Wow.
I was a little iffy about her, too.
I was iffy, but I thought the car interaction, whenever Annalise was like, she's manipulating you,
right.
I was like, oh, yeah, she is. You're
exactly.
Right.
I believed her.
Too. Yeah, same.
I believed her first, Annalise. But... I was like, oh, no, she's up to something.
Same.
Yeah.
When Annalise was explaining it, I was like, oh, yeah, she probably was manipulating you. But I also believed Nora. I believed that she was genuine in the moment to say, look, don't go through with it. I don't want you to do it.
I think she proved so too.
And she proved so.
Yeah, I think so too, because she was very easy to be like, oh, okay, it's your fault, not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's better. Our other C&G girl, Tegan, of course, back with the flirtation. I can't decide which I like better. I know y'all like Tegan more than Crawford, but whatever.
Who's y'all? Not me.
Not you. Okay. These
her
two.
Her outfits were Tegan. Oh, cute this episode.
So I feel like she has the best wardrobe on the show. She is. Her whole part of this episode is about Michaela talking her into doing this civil case for Nate Sr. And then she's like, oh, wait, never mind. Because clearly that's going to dig up too much. But what did it do? Make her start digging.
I honestly just feel like, why do people on the show can't mind their own business? Why can't they mind their own business? Because she is literally trying to figure out, like, why they don't want to talk to Nate or whatever. And,
well, Michaela went after her, though. So it's like, once someone comes after you that hard, and then you're, all of a sudden they're like, oh, never mind. That's, he's not into it. Of course you're going to be like, what in the world? And especially if you just went this hard with your boss and whoever she did, like she said, in order to get them to even slightly approve the case. So it's like,
Michaela just needs to mind her business. That's what it is.
Wait, what?
Michaela just needs to mind her business because she is the
reason. No, Tegan does too.
Tegan knows because of Michaela, though. Because when everyone told Michaela to take a chill pill off the lawsuit for Nate, she persisted. And she said, well, maybe if I get everything in order before telling Nate about it, that'd be fine. Yeah. So before she even knew about the Nate and Miller situation, she decided to approach Tegan, which now brings another person into this drama. Tegan's on the phone with the freaking FBI. We don't know what's going to happen there.
If I was in that group, anytime I thought something was going on and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Everyone doesn't want to tell me. I'd be like, all right, bye. Like, I wouldn't want to know because then I might be like guilty.
Accessory.
Yeah, an accessory to whatever you guys are cooking up.
Yeah.
So I'd just be like, don't tell me. But Tegan, Michaela, like everyone's just like trying to find out and dig deeper.
Yeah. I almost think, though, that's why she ended up calling the FBI investigator at the end. Because of all that she went through last season with everything with Laurel's dad and whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, she almost lost her job. She could have been disbarred, could have gone to jail because of her involvement. It's like, I feel like as soon as she is thinking, oh, I'm getting involved in something screwy, she wants to kind of be like, okay, this is what I have. This is weird. So let me remain out of it. Which is going to be bad for her, obviously, but I don't know.
I'm kind of just over Michaela right now. She's always sticking her head in people's business, and she need to calm down.
Well, it's just like tonight, whenever they're all at home, and they're arguing about Christopher again, and she's like, oh, Christopher can hear you. Obviously, this is going to lead me into Laurel, because Laurel actually really bothered me tonight. Like, I was like, this is annoying to me. I understand you're concerned about your kid, but like, it's like Annalise said, she's like, you have to forgive her. We don't have enough time for this. Like, they have Gabriel still, obviously, that we'll talk about, but that all going on and wondering why he's there. And then they still have Miller being murdered and they all know about it. So it just seems a little, I mean, I know it's your child. You have to be concerned. She went too hard.
Yeah, she did. I agree.
She should have slowed down once they were like, leave Bonnie alone. However, can you really ever tell someone they going too hard for their kid?
Nothing happened to their kid.
But you don't know that.
Well, yes, I do. I saw the
footage.
It as a fan. As a mom, all she knows is that blood was involved. I really don't know if you were beating Miller up with my child in your hand. Like, okay, I don't know that you put my kid down.
The kid is safe. That's it.
Okay, no, I get what you're saying, because that is literally an infant. And if I see blood on, like, even if it was, like, my nieces or something, I would freak out, so I get it.
Someone in the chat, please tell me who was it last week that said, oh, Laurel need to be more angry about her kid having blood.
I think you just had this conversation in your head.
I said something about the blood.
I didn't.
I said something about the blood being on the blanket, but I was like, oh, I can't believe she didn't question that. Nothing about her being angry. It wasn't me. Nothing about her being angry. But I do think, I fully understand what you're saying. Of course, like, you go as hard as you can for your child, but it's, I mean, there are bigger things.
There are bigger things right now, but in my life, there's nothing bigger than me and my child.
Yeah, I just think they needed to give them airtime, honestly.
And maybe, but what I can say is there was another prediction, I believe it was from Jamie or CJ, who wanted to know more about Michaela's past, and we got that tonight.
Yes, I loved hearing about that.
I think you wanted to.
Yeah, I wanted to know more because every time, every season, we learn about something.
Do you believe it?
About her being in the room with her mom when she was shot.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, that'd be a lot to make up. And I think the reason she brought it up is because she's like, Laurel, I get it. You're worried about your son. Infant trauma is real. So I think that's the reason. So I believe it. And I'm glad I know at least a little bit more. about Michaela.
This is one of my favorite comments for sure. Black Magic 99 says Laurel was annoying AF. She was tripping worse than Nate. She was tripping. You're right. She was going a little crazy. But she did have a good point. So, Laurel, good job on the mom award, I guess.
Yeah. She goes hard. The only reason y'all feel like she was tripping is because Bonnie was close to committing suicide. And I love the suicide PSA that they gave along with tonight's show, let me just say. But because Bonnie was, you know, going off the edge.
Well, she was. And I mean, I think it's important to note that Annalise kind of starts off the beginning of the episode asking Asher, he's like, you take good care of her. Can you make sure you watch out for her?
Asher always knows.
But then Asher lies to her and says, tells Bonnie, I'm so sorry. They just figured it out on their own.
Well, they did, kind of.
That's not a lie. Also told, no, they, Michaela looked at Asher and was like, Asher, what happened? He's like, it was Bonnie, or it was something. Yeah, but he told them.
He did.
But he lied to her. Sure, but I guess, why would he tell the truth in that moment? Like, yeah, sure, I ratted everybody out. Because
Bonnie's, like, very sensitive, clearly.
She's fragile right now.
And she has good reason to be. She just killed her potentially innocent boyfriend because she thought he murdered someone.
Do you think he could have... I always wondered, do you think that he could have survived if someone had called 911?
Sure, why not? He probably could have, you know, would I feel he like have Nate had
to. The way Nate was hitting him.
Yeah.
The blood splatter, that was every time they replayed him, looked down. Like,
Nate had definitely like beaten him to a pulp, but I mean, you hear people surviving that stuff all the time. But that's why I did like the moment. I know we talked about it, but between Nate and Bonnie so much, where he's like, you know, because this whole time he's like, it was me. And then he's like, she's like, no, it was me. He's like, but you did it for me. And I almost feel like that made her feel a little better. But she clearly is on, you know, obvious suicide watch. The moment with her in the car, I mean, that was just terrible.
In the garage,
and Frank finds her, and then when he's looking in the house, and, you know, like, I feel like everyone's afraid of murderers, and you go and, like, look behind the shower curtain, and he looked genuinely devastated.
Yeah, that moment, just not even seeing her there, was like, okay.
I know. It was a lot. It was crazy. And then, of course, we end with Gabriel.
Yeah. I was not ready for him to be the one in jail.
I literally had written in my notes before it even happened, when Frank's looking for Bonnie, I'm like, Bonnie is in custody.
That's what I thought. But then I'm like, of course, I did think that Gabriel might go to jail soon, just because they were looking into him, and they did hear the voicemail. So,
but it seems so circumstantial, but it doesn't make sense. I'm sure when they maybe knocked on his door, I assume that's who knocked on his door as he was cutting up his ID. Ooh. Why would he be cutting up his ID? Why would he be, a packed bag. Knew what?
That someone was coming.
But why would he be scared if he didn't do anything?
We're going to have to find out next week.
We are going to have to find out next week. I also want to hear y'all's predictions, though. But before... never mind. We're going to do predictions. I mean, that's a good way to lead into it, because who even knows what's going on? Why do you think Gabriel specifically...
He's definitely hiding something. When Rome came here to the studio, he kept saying, you guys don't know enough about Gabriel's character, and we literally still don't know enough about him. So I think he's definitely hiding something. We still don't know what's going on with Bonnie and her sister. And now I don't even know if there's any relation.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we don't even know if there's any relation between Bonnie and...
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Sister and Gabe, or what's going on, or even Violet, who is Gabe's mother. Where is this woman? You know, just all these things. Another prediction is Tegan. Can we truly trust her? I don't know. Mm-hmm. She might still want to bring Annalise down, because remember, they did have that little mini rivalry, so I'm not really sure. But she might want to be back on top in her company, because they almost had her lose her job. Yeah. So she's probably like, not again. And Bonnie, I want her to go off. Not OFFAWFF, off.
Off.
Like, I need to go off on people, because she's been a little too nice. So
it's time to be not
she's
nice.
She's been very demure, but she has reason to be.
I feel like Nate is going to be right about someone actually setting up his dad. Mm-hmm. And ooh. I think that we're going to learn more about Gabriel. That's my prediction.
Okay.
So my prediction, I think that Nate's going to go down for Miller's murder. They're going to find something out, and he's like, I don't know. It's going to be close to the end of the season, though, but I don't think he's going to get away with murder. yeah. And Gabe, something fishy, still cooking with it. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Never did, never have. And then, and Ash is just going to keep killing it.
I actually think that Gabe is telling the truth, and that's why we think it's so fishy. I think he is there to help or to find out what happened to his dad. I also think he was helping Miller because Miller could probably find out more information. And Miller, he said, was investigating them, which leads to information about Sam. I think he's telling the truth, and that's why we think he's so fishy. And I mean, granted, him cutting up the ID does make me question it a little bit, but I do think he's telling the truth. So we'll see. Before we do Keating's Best, let's do some news and gossip.
Okay. So we'll make this a really interesting news and gossip, guys, because there's so much juicy, juicy stuff. So the first one is Miss Viola Davis. I love saying her name. I don't know about you guys. But she had a recent interview on Jimmy Kimmel, so we're going to play a quick clip.
Good stuff. When you were initially pitched the show, was the title How to Get Away with Murder, or did that come later on?
No, that came later on. And you know what? My ego, I said, the title is going to be the name of my character. And that's when my name was Annalise DeWitt.
Ooh, can you imagine that?
And it sounds very like Titanic.
I don't know, like Annalise DeWitt.
Yeah, it's not comes a catchy up with that name. Title either.
No,
it's not catchy.
I would have accepted it.
Yeah, you would have taken it. Right?
Well, yeah, that was her interview on Jimmy Kimmel, which I love Viola, her energy, everything she had to say. But Angela DeWitt, I can't really imagine the show being called that. So,
no, that'd be weird.
Yeah, but so there has been another article out. So from People Magazine, Cicely Tyson, who played Viola Davis or Annalise's mother, going to come back in her pivotal role on How to Get Away with Murder. Ooh. So, yes, and they talked more about this. There's another photo where they have an image, so it's like a sneak peek of the whole crew at dinner. So you see her Crawford, you see Annalise's mom.
Both of our lovers?
You see to the left Bonnie, and then you see Tegan. What do you guys think of this?
Oh, it's a family affair. I think it's going to go down.
It's going to be messy.
Her mom's going to be like, I know both of you have something with my daughter.
And those drinks that does not look like non-alcoholic beverages. I don't know.
They're getting tipsy.
And you know what? Always, Annalise always has like those dark moments, you know, when her mother's around.
Yeah.
So there's that too. Okay. Now, last but not least, there's another sneak peek. So I was telling you guys about the creator of the show as well. Pete Nowak. Mm-hmm. So he was just giving a sneak peek of the last episode. The last episode is going to be called Please Say No One Else Is Dead. So they're starting the script on that. They said they had a read through for the season 5 finale, which is the 75th episode. So I'm super excited. Like, the episode is No, Please Say No One Else Is Dead. So that's just crazy right there.
I feel like we've said that every season. Like,
I know. It's like, no one else is dying.
Yeah, I know.
And, yeah, and also last but not least, at the SAG Awards, Asia Naomi King was there. I did see her, guys. I did go to that award show. I said, hey. I name-dropped Rome Flynn. I was like, he was in the studio. Oh, my gosh. You gotta, like, watch our show. But she didn't want any interviews. She was so polite and sweet. And, of course, she looked gorge.
Yes.
That's our news and gossip.
Okay. Awesome. We have our Keating's Best, which we've been thinking about all episodes.
So, Keating... Yeah. Okay, so Keating's Best, we'll do this really fast because I think we're a little over time.
Yeah.
But it's basically like the MVP of the episode, tonight's episode. So quickly, who do you guys think is your Keating's
Frank,
Best?
Frank, hands down.
Frank was going to be mine, but I'm going to go with Annalise. She was amazing this episode. She's her character. Keating. Yeah, but her character, that, she was clutch. No. All right, Frank it is.
mine was Frank, but just to be different, I'm going with Crawford since he ended up changing it up in the end and went against the other guy.
I don't think I have one because everyone's just seeing.
You have to say one.
If I had to say one, it'd be Frank because he carried Bonnie and saved her. But
perfect.
So I guess we're all in agreement. But I think everyone was just equal. Yes. Let us know below in the comments who you think your King's Best is, and we will read them.
In chat, it's Frank. So yeah. Everybody loves Frank.
They get it.
Thank y'all so much again for joining us. Can't wait already for next week's episode. In the meantime, y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhan.
And you can follow me on all social platforms at @Hey_Slay.
You can find me on Twitter @ItsJamieGray or on IG @JamieGray.
What's up, guys? CJ Walker. You can find me everywhere with ICJ Walker, even on YouTube, because I'm a YouTuber.
Y'all can find us everywhere at AfterBuzz. Be sure to rate, comment, like, subscribe. We want to hear from y'all and hear what you think. And until then, we'll see y'all next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
'The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.